guess the simplest thing to say is that when we are dwelling in the past or the future, we're living in an illusion. We're living in some sort of mental construct, which again is built out of fear. And therefore, we're isolated, we're alone, we're fearful, and we're acting out of that, and creating more imbalance, and more suffering for ourselves and others. When we dwell in the present, well, we're present. And something far beyond that limited view of the fearful mind opens up. And whole new possibilities open up. A new way of feeling and experiencing and acting in the world that's connected to other people and to the rest of the world. So the second part of your question is, well, how do we get there? Or here, I should say. Goes back to those teachings and practices. That's what they're for. And it's a process. It's a process that requires patience and devotion and recurrent effort. It takes the time it takes. And whatever however far we get in that process before we die, well, remember, when we die, it just doesn't go away. It comes back. Benefit the world through those next births. So I mentioned, those practices like ritual and ceremony and sacred song and pilgrimage. I could also mention traditional healing. There is a very great sacred force, or you could say being, who's agreed to help us humans out with this. And that's fire, which lives in us particularly as what we call heart. And heart always dwells in the present. Heart and fire are connection itself. But you can't connect yesterday or tomorrow.
And yet, we make plans to produce favorable conditions so that can happen.
Yes.
Such as?
Get up tomorrow morning and pray around the fire. And, so the planning is important and good, but even more important than the planning is the action. So in that way, the mind, which creates the separation in the first place, can also be a useful servant of the heart.